Good evening, this is N5AOW, Night Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Bloomville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Bloomville Amateur Radio Club's next Monday meeting will be on Tuesday, November 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.bloomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2CFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening, Bill.
Was there another check-in there? In the repeater for some reason. N2PFM, George, how you doing this evening?
Okay, Bill, and everybody else there who might be listening on the net tonight. Temperature 36 degrees below, and the high today was 44. Had a few spritzes of rain and wet snow here and there. I do know this morning that parts of Tug Hill had about an inch of snow. I heard one of the hunters say that. I heard the sheriff say later in the day there at one point that that it was zero visibility up there. So apparently Tug Hill, at least parts of it, have gotten their first good snowfall for the season now. But that's a ways away for us now. I'm not at all sorry about it, that's for sure. So that's it. Make sure it turns your clock back an hour, and we'll be on time tomorrow morning. The back up was at 73, then through PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, sounds like you're on top of it there. They've got a little cool weather and snow and a bit of rain and everything else going on. Well, I'm not looking forward to the snow yet, but I would imagine something we can't avoid. Time's coming up for it. All right, well, thank you for checking in. And KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Oh, we're doing all right. We're up here at camp. We have 35 degrees up here. Definitely cooled down. I went on the afternoon hunt and I sat in a spot there and I was perfectly fine. Then all of a sudden, the temperature dropped about 10 degrees out of nowhere and the wind picked up and I was ready to go home. Well, back to camp anyway. So I just want to remind everybody that the club party will be at the Boondocks restaurant at on December 12th at 7 p.m. It's just a dinner. Everybody's welcome to attend. Any ham or anybody's interested is welcome to attend. You pick up your own tab there, but we have a big dinner there, and we all converse, and we have a good time. So mark that on your calendar. Otherwise, did finally get that, I finally got that saw together. Boy, I was, I had it last night. I tell you, I thought that they just sent me the wrong pieces. And, well, they did send me different pieces that were in the instructions, but, boy, the picture they sent where the motor goes, and I looked at it about five different times. I said, this can't be right, but I went along with it anyway. You know, when you're reading the instructions, you got to follow them to a letter usually. I got it all hooked up, and sure enough, it wasn't right. The belt wouldn't reach the motor, not by a long shot. And I said, and I ended up flipping it around a few different times. Finally put it together the way I thought it should go together, and sure enough, that was the right way. So they must have given me directions for a different saw. And, well, got it together, got everything up there, got it running, and tested it out here, and it seems to be running good. So thank God, finally, because that took about, about 6-7 hours of work to put that thing together.
KB2NSV. How's your day or evening?
Oh, not bad. The last three letters are ZSV. I think you got it now. I think you said NSV, though. Okay, well, we didn't do too much. The kids were supposed to come up today, and they never showed up, so I just cleaned the coal stove out, put more coal in there, and then this afternoon I watched the race on TV, so that's about all I did today.
Well, it was a good day for it. I know the races were on, the college football was going, and a pretty good selection of afternoon TV. That's great. Well, thank you for checking in. Always glad to have you. And we'll give another shot to see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW. Okay, well, I basically took it easy today. Another day, I didn't do a whole lot. Went down and got a couple of things done in the garage. I'm continually working on that one. That's an ongoing project that never seems to end. But that's one of those things that you get after when you got a little bit of extra time and just try to get it squared away. And boy, I got a lot of squaring away to do, so it keeps me busy. Always something to put it around with. So with that, we'll make another call, see if anyone would care to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or like check-ins at this time?
KD2AIC with a comment.
Okay, Jeff.
Well, I tell you, I just walked outside here a minute ago while you were talking about your day there, and it's snowing up here, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be an interesting hunting morning tomorrow. KD2AIT, back to net.
Okay, well, that's one word we're not too happy to see come about for a while yet, but, you know, it's the same way here. We've had a little bit of snow occasionally on and off. Luckily, it hasn't accumulated much of anything. Really just been flurries, but sounds like it's coming, and we can't do a doggone thing about it. So some areas already have gotten at least enough to make it white. That tells the story right there. So, yeah, I think we're on our way to winter wonderland here pretty soon. Okay, are there any other comments or queries? All right, well, hearing none, we'll now cause a Black River Valley service map. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone, George, Jeff, Dugout. I can't remember that gentleman's name, but I'm going to look it up and get it written down so I can do what I gotta do here. Anyway, 73 to all. I hope everyone is warm tonight. has a good evening and a good weekend. This is N5AOW. Clear.
Okay.